This is Tony D on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Working the third shift.
This is Tony D.
Once again,
from the Quicken Loan Studios, here's Tony D.
Injury of sports into the more lighthearted, more rather interesting side of the news of the day. And this is what we call Adam's News of the Day, where Adam gives us stories that may not necessarily appear on your headlines, but certainly are worth your attention. All right, Adam, story number one tonight.
All right. I don't know if you saw this today from the Detroit Tigers game. Bill Dugan, a fan, and we've talked about this before, how we haven't really ever done it much. Bill Dugan, he was 39 at the Tigers game. He caught five foul balls.
How did he do this? Did he move around?
No. Sitting in the exact same seat the entire game, sitting behind the plate. And it just so happened as he would, you know, swing and it would go back over the net, it just went right to him.
My God, that's awesome. Five in one game?
Five in one game.
Did he feel obligated to give them to little kids who basically...
He gave all five to little kids.
That is great.
Yes, he gave all five.
Good job. Have you ever caught a foul ball at a baseball game?
I've caught a few foul balls, and then I caught like a batting practice home run ball.
Okay. I caught a foul ball in the press box. It was the only ball I ever caught, but I was at Fenway Park with a girl I was dating. I wouldn't really call her a girlfriend. We were just kind of dating a little bit, and I almost trampled her to get to a foul ball. I didn't realize that I was really overly aggressive trying to get this fly ball,
right,
that I kind of was, you know, pushing her to the ground. I really wanted one. I went to Fenway Park. My father took my brother and I to Fenway Park two or three times a year from New Hampshire, and we brought our gloves all the time as kids, and we had seats right down the first baseline, right down the third baseline, and never came close to catching one. And then I get a guy in one game gets five.
And actually technically I just saw he caught all five in the first five innings.
Wow.
So
that's ridiculous.
Obviously his luck ran out after that because he didn't get any more, but
well,
he may never catch another one in his life.
That's right. Exactly. It's not easy to catch a foul ball. Good luck. Hey, congratulations to him. And all those five kids got souvenirs and memories that will last a lifetime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. All right. This next story is just kind of a quick, funny one. Something Richie Incognito, one of our favorites.
I love Richie Incognito.
Yesterday was National Siblings Day.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, everyone's posting pictures on Twitter and Facebook of them and their sisters and brothers and everybody.
I got the best brother in the world.
So here's Richie Incognito tweeted this yesterday. Thank you to everybody that posted a picture with your hot sister. I will be DMing them real soon.
Good old Richie Incognito.
Richie Incognito just does not care.
He does not care. I thought he was going to do something with Jonathan Martin.
Oh, gosh.
Just felt like I'd throw it out there again. But I bet somebody told him, don't mess with Jonathan Martin. He's done, and the NFL will just slap you around if you do it.
Right.
But I was really waiting for Richie Incognito throwing a little sibling day, some sort of connection to Jonathan Martin.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been good.
Even if it was just a picture of them two standing next to each other, like in practice or something.
You know what's funny about that story? And again, I understand bullying and that we're in an anti-bullying culture now. But I think we're going to look back on five years now, if not sooner, we're going to look back and say that was the most overblown, overreacted, over emotional story I think we've had in the league in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, people lost their minds over this. I mean, people went, the league went ballistic. This investigation went way too long. It was like, after a while you were like, oh God, really? Over hurt feelings in a locker room? Some suspension, but this thing, he lost an entire year.
People wanted him banned for life.
Forever. Never play in the league again because some hazing got out of hand. Like, we're adults here. Are we not adults? We can't just go into a room and resolve this and just go, hey, apologize. Let's work this out. People were like, no, you should never be in the league again. Really? Golly. We are a heartless society. Can't just figure things out as adults. Somebody has to lose their job. All right, that's just my rant. Didn't mean to rant during your segment.
No, you're good. This next story kind of scares me. because I hate the dentist.
I do too.
Indiana man Donnie Grisby went to his dentist to have some teeth pulled. He had like an abscess behind one of them, which caused some problems, so he had to have them pulled to get new ones put in, basically. He woke up hours later, is what it says. He had no teeth left.
What?
The dentist pulled every single tooth.
Oh, how does that happen?
I have no idea. The doctor's reasoning was that...
Oh, no.
Basically, he was afraid the abscess, wherever it was going to spread to the other teeth. So he felt like, let's just pull them now so you don't have to come back.
Okay, so don't you have to give... I'm sorry, don't you have to get the patient's permission to do something like that?
You
like,
would think so.
Hey, I'm about ready to do something pretty life-altering. I'm going to remove all of your teeth. Is this okay, or am I just going to have to get, you know, actually do some extra work here?
The wife was sitting in the waiting room, so it's not like he was there by himself. He, like, drove himself to get some teeth pulled and then driving home. His wife was in the waiting room, which it says for several hours she asked, and they just kept saying... They're still working on them. And then finally, after several hours, she demanded to know what was going on. And she found her husband with blood all over his shirt, all over his clothes, with no teeth. And he was non-responsive. So they had to call an ambulance.
Oh, my God.
This guy actually coded twice on the way to the hospital because he lost so much blood.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, listen. I hate ambulance chasers, but I hope there was 10 of them behind, just lawyers with briefcases following that ambulance all the way to the hospital. How can you imagine being that dentist going, wait a minute, this escalated quickly.
Right.
Oh, my God. I just started pulling teeth. Next thing you know, I got a guy dying in the chair. An ambulance is coming. A wife is screaming. Oh, and I forgot I've been here 7 hours working on the same patient. Oh, my God. That sounds like an Onion story.
It really does. Yeah.
It really does. Like, he's like, hey, doc, I got a little bit of a tooth problem. I was wondering, you know, can you pull that? Yeah, no problem. You take this gas. And then by the time you're done, you're like,
he said he went to, you know, sat down in the chair, and then they used the gas to put him out. So that's what he remembers, is being in the chair and then waking up in the hospital with, you know, his clothes cut off and no teeth and not knowing what was going on.
Oh, my gosh.
So my
wife works in the medical field, and she will... My wife would rather, like, bite a belt, and have, like, if she needed, like, her leg cut off, she'd rather just bite a belt, like, in an old Western than go under with the gas. She is petrified of anesthesia. I loved it. I've had a couple of surgeries where I'm, like, knocked out, woke up, like, wow, it was over. That's great. She's got this, like, phobia about anesthesia. And then these stories are going to make her go, see, look what happens when you go under and you don't know what's going on. They pull out all your teeth. And next thing you know, you're going to be eating mashed potatoes for the rest of your life because you don't have anything to chew with.
I only had it done once, and that was for my wisdom teeth. And that's the only surgery or anything I've really had. So.
God, it's the weirdest feeling, isn't it? It is nothing like it. It's not like going to sleep. It's like going into another world. You're like in some sort of planet, like out of reality. And you wake up and you're like, oh, my God, did they just really cut me open? And I had a herniated disc surgery, and the surgery lasted a while. I felt like I was out 10 seconds. Before I woke up, it was that quick.
It's kind of creepy.
It is really creepy because you're like, I just lost like 8 hours, and it feels like I was like 16 seconds. Well, even lose my teeth. Yikes.